Good afternoon. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Amber Flynn Jarrett in today of all the things Cookeville, I guess. So there's a lot of stuff that you do. But hi, Amber.
Hey, Tiffany.
Thanks for joining me today.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
So you tell me all the tell me the gist of the things you do.
Sure.
You get your hand in a lot of pots. But. Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of, you know, I think that's a lot of local entrepreneurs and business folks. You just sort of kind of find opportunities and you jump into them. My day job is...
The moneymaker.
I am a realtor with the Realty Firm here in Cookeville. I've been selling real estate for about 10 years total. 6 years full-time gig, and I have a team called the Jared Group, and it's just a group of real estate professionals that work here in the Upper Cumberland area, and that's my main focus. And then through that, there's, you know, been several ancillary businesses that have, you know, kind of come along. We do property management through MAC Management and Consulting. And then pretty much the rest of my time is devoted to nonprofits, and serving on boards is like a hobby. And
you have a huge heart for nonprofits of this community.
Yeah. So when we first moved to Cookeville.
And that was how long ago?
That was in 1997. Okay. So that's been a minute. Oh, yeah. I think we were making $18,000 that first year. I was staying at home with just one child at the time and, you know, struggling financially just to put things together. But really kind of wanted to build some foundations here and plant some roots. I was an Air Force brat, so I've lived a little bit of everywhere. And so being able to be a part of a community was really appealing to me.
What was it that made you feel like this is where it is? This is
well, home. Tennessee Tech was what brought us here. And I'll just be totally honest with you. I did not want to move here. I was not looking forward to it. I had my own life going on. This is a whole nother podcast, radio show we could do about, you know, the turn my direction in life took. But I was a pre-med student at Union University on a full ride. Never thought I would leave Jackson. Our family was in West Tennessee at the time, but, lo and behold, long story short, we came to Tennessee Tech and thought we would move right back home. And then that's when, you know, I began to get involved in things in the community, and we had a second child, and realizing what a wonderful place that this was.
What do you think that it was at that time that kind of made you feel like that you got involved with that? There's mm-hmm. something different here.
Oh yeah. And really, like I said, I've lived all over the country and, you know, in other countries as well. And I think that Cookeville has a really unique, it is a playground that is open to so many different people. And I know not everybody has had that experience. But, you know, I just went out and just made it my mission to make friends. I was going to meet people.
At that time, were you kind of doing the stay-at-home mom, yes. of young kids kind mm-hmm. of things?
I was doing the stay-at-home mom gig and just started a play group, got very heavily involved in church, found several different, you know, kind of outside organizations to get plugged in. Really had to get out of the house. My kids were driving me crazy, but really still wanted to be able to be there for them. And it was just a really unique kind of environment that I found myself in, and, you know, just decided like I don't have money or resources to be able to invest in this community, but I do have time mm-hmm. and I have a few talents, not a lot, but so I just began to volunteer in a lot of different organizations. The Crisis Pregnancy Center, which is now Cookeville Pregnancy Clinic, was the first place that I volunteered, and I'm still, you know, really involved with them 20 years later.
You kind of got involved with them. And that kind of filled that mother instinct, I guess, I'm imagining kind of.
Well, it kind of got me, you know, it helped me to be around other adults, you know, other women who were experiencing the same things in life that I was. But also it kind of gave me a bigger picture, you know, exactly. And that was kind of where I started in the nonprofit world. And then you just realize how many groups that there are doing amazing things in our community, and they all need our help.
And in the 20 years that you've been here, you still, I'm sure, are like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, there's still more that I didn't even know.
Oh, there's so much need. And if really and truly, if you are not careful, you'll get totally overwhelmed, mm-hmm. you know, by the sheer amount of need that is there, both for dollars and for hours. Yeah. Every single nonprofit, there is not one nonprofit organization in the Upper Cumberland region that would say, you know, we're good. We don't need your donations. Mm-hmm. We don't need your volunteer hours. You know, they're all really, you know, needing people to step up and those that, you know, have like hearts and
so
minds.
One of the things that you decided to get involved with in the past couple of years is Impact of the Highlands.
Highlands Impact Club. Yes.
Highlands Impact Club. And so, and that was a way for you to really touch a lot of nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So can you explain to me what that is? And
Sure. Yeah. So it was a part of a mastermind group that I was in. We were sitting around at a conference and got to talking about, there's a group that works somewhat similarly that one of the fellows from Canada that was involved in. And as we kind of got to fleshing out the idea, I was like, this could really work. This could really make a huge impact. And then this is the name. But basically what Impact Club is thought of as it's crowdfunding for nonprofits. It is where, you know, there are very few people in our community who could write a $10,000 or a $20,000 check to a nonprofit just, you know, out of the blue. But if you come together with, you know, 100 of your closest friends and everybody writes a $100 check once a quarter, then you're making, you know, a $10,000 impact. 4 times a year for local nonprofits. So over the last 2 years that we've been in the Highlands region, we've given away over $100,000 to local nonprofits.
That's
pretty crazy.
That you have impacted. I mean, and the thing that's so interesting about Impact Club is that, you know, there's a lot of nonprofits that everybody knows about. Mm-hmm. Habitat for Humanity, Cookeville sure. Pregnancy Center, Rising Above Ministries. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that are just kind of the famous big names.
Yeah.
And then there's Hannah's Manna.
Yes.
That
yes.
I had never heard of, mm-hmm. not a clue what they did.
Right.
And now I know who they are and what they are.
Absolutely.
And they've been touched by Impact mm-hmm. Club. And that kind of money for a group like that flies.
It's a game changer. Absolutely.
It's totally changed the trajectory of that nonprofit.
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about Impact Club also. I mean, is not only are we giving dollars, which is huge, but we're giving them a platform and we're helping them learn how to tell their story. Because here's how it really works with a nonprofit is if you can learn how to communicate your vision and your purpose to people they have 5 minutes to tell their story. And if you can learn how to do that effectively and you can connect with people's hearts, they will open up their pocketbooks every single time. And so the way that we really feel like even bigger probably than the one night donation that they get through Impact Club is that they're able to learn how to tell their story in a way that is scalable and that they could do that over and over. I mean, our $10,000 is a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but if they can continue to tell that story for years down the road, $10,000 is nothing of what they will be able to gain, you know, as they continue to flourish here in our area.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing, the lasting impact, not just mm-hmm. that initial thing of what kind of comes after that.
Sure. And the exposure, you know, that you are being able to tell your story to people who never even knew you existed. And here you are slaving away in the trenches, you know, most of them not getting paid, volunteer, lots long hours, you know, lots of work for these people that kind of tend to fly under the radar. And it's been incredible to allow them a place and a platform to tell their story. And so many people have, you know, then found out about ARF or Five Loaves Food Pantry, you know, or Next Step for Life and all these different organizations that now they want to step up and they want to volunteer. Or I know one night in particular, we had one of the organizations, we actually had a tie that night, which was the craziest thing. And two groups split the money and it was Young Lives and Food to the Rescue. And then our third charity, she walked away with probably, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars worth of checks that people just wrote outside, you know, of Impact Club donations because, you know, they felt like their heart had been touched, you know, by her story as well. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, and I think, it's just nice to know how many how to get involved in such a variety mm-hmm. of different things.
Absolutely.
You know, you said that when you first got here and you felt like the pregnancy center was mm-hmm. a place where you could serve and be purposeful, but you were a young mom yourself and that was mm-hmm. the season of life you were in. And now you serve on the board with mm-hmm. Cityscape, correct? Mm-hmm. And you're in a phase of life where what you're doing is important for the community sure. and you want to really impact the businesses and the overall mm-hmm. trajectory of this community.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so you've been able to get involved with a different nonprofit.
Right.
Based on the season of life you're in.
Absolutely. And that is it. And I think that people need to keep that in mind, and especially young moms. I think that they tend to be really hard on themselves that they're not doing enough or, you know, involved enough or, you know, whatever. But I mean, your season of life is everything. I mean, you only have so many hours in the day. And as much as we would all like to clone ourselves, you know, we haven't figured that technology out yet. And so now that is kind of a different, you know, take and serving with Cityscape, the YMCA, I'm on the Cookeville Regional Foundation board. As well. And I don't know, there, I feel like I'm probably forgetting a couple of others, working with the Rescue Mission on a committee that they are working for a big project that they've got coming up. And it's like those kind of oversight positions that now that, you know, I'm able to do because maybe I don't have as much time, you know, as I did back then. And so just embracing volunteerism and a real true spirit of giving for whatever stage of life that you're in. I think that's important for all of us to remember. It doesn't look the same for everybody, you know?
Correct. Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about your board work and what that means for you professionally and personally in a second when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 94.1 and we have Amber Flynn Jared.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Amber Flynn Jared on with me today. And your day job is a realtor with a realty firm. But we've talked a lot about your kind of nonprofit sector that you've gone down as well. Yeah. And you just were mentioning all these boards that you're on. Mm-hmm. So how do you even know what boards are valuable or not sure. valuable? What makes you important enough to be asked to be on these boards?
That's a great question. I wish I knew.
do you think it's just your heart for...
Yeah. Well, so, okay. I know when I was growing up, my mom always said, if you want something done, ask a busy person. And so I think that what happens is people see you getting involved in the community and that they think that, you know, that you're willing, because the majority of the boards that I'm on are just an executive board that's in an oversight capacity. You know, it's not necessarily, you're not making any day-to-day decisions, but you're just kind of helping to guide the boat along the way. And, you know, I think for me, you know, you have a lot of your different boards when you look at the makeup, you know, that you'll have people who are really money savvy, you know, or who are really good at organization and detail. You have people who bring, you know, different gifts and talents to the table. And for me, it's kind of funny. I always say, my superpower is just that I know people, and that's about it. That's really like, I don't have any incredible skill sets. I can't sing or dance or paint or, you know, I'm not, you don't want to give me your checkbook to balance. You don't want me to throw a big fundraiser for you, but I know somebody who could do all of those things. Mm-hmm. And so really that's all I bring to the table is my Rolodex.
Well, here's the other thing that I think you really bring to the table is that you have this passion and this heart to really see this community be successful.
Yeah. Oh, so, 100%. Like, you know, I just love, like, I am the unpaid ambassador for Cookeville. I think we need to talk to the city council about making that like an actual position, because that is who I am. I do love our community. But also, you know, being raised as an Air Force brat, you know, you're in a military environment. It is a very strict, you know, even though my mother was not particularly strict, just overall the culture, you know, there is disciplined. And one of the things that I was always told was leave things better than you found them. You know, if you go to somebody's house and, you know, you stay the night, if you eat something, you clean up after yourself, and, you know, you always leave things better than you found them. And that's, you know, what I found through life is like, that's true for people too.
Do you
know?
Think you would ever see yourself leaving Cookeville?
Never. I always say, like, Jesus himself would have to come down in the flesh and say, "The Lord saith," and then I would have to be like, "Are you sure you need to talk to your dad about this?" Because I don't know. Because to me, this is—I mean, my roots are deep, deep, deep. I mean, this is absolutely 100% home for me.
You're never going anywhere.
No.
So you're not leaving. And maybe it's not that you're leaving it better than you found it, mm-hmm. per se. Maybe you're leaving it better for your children and your grandchildren and your, you know, and future generations.
Absolutely.
You're kind of the kind of person that's never met a stranger. So, you know, you're leaving Cookeville better for the next door neighbors.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody, like, they're all in my village. I wanted to take all the people.
Right.
But I do think that is it. Like, everybody... Like, I don't know. I think too often in today's world, and, you know, people blame it on social media or whatever, you know, this thief of comparison that is there, and that I look at this person and I'm not like them, and I don't have this talent and I don't have, you know, that, or I don't look this way, or, you know, whatever. But I do think that every one of us can do what we have, like whatever it is that's in our hand, you know, we can use what we have to be able to leave the town better. I mean, however, you know, silly and cliche that it might, you know, sound, it's like Cookeville has given me opportunity. You know, when I first started, you know, with my own business, I was broke. I was alone. I was scared. I mean, you couldn't get much worse, you know, place mentally, emotionally, financially, all of the above. And through the different resources, through this community and the people that are in it, like, really and truly rebuilt my life, like, brick by brick. I mean, it is an absolute transformation that was really only been 5 or 6 years in the making. And so I am so grateful. I mean, it comes from a true place of gratefulness, that I'm like, yeah, whatever I have that I can give back, 100%, I'm all in.
So you at the end of the day, you are a realtor, and that is what brings home the money. And so some of these things, you know, you and I have talked about this ourselves, you were doing West Side Wednesdays, a little video. You'd go to these businesses, talk about whatever they have going on, but promote that business as well. That is a marketing strategy for your business as well.
Yeah, same with the podcast, Connecting Cookeville. You know, you're meeting with the who's who in the community and business owners and entrepreneurs and, you know, people who are probably buying and selling real estate at some point.
So how cool is it that you get to be in a position that you get to do these kind of side things that work as marketing?
Yeah.
But you get to give back and help people at the same time. So you get to go and promote this little business that maybe people didn't really know what it was or what was inside.
Absolutely.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, really and truly, I've had people ask me, okay, well, yeah, I would love for you to come and do that. Well, how much is it? Like, there's no charge, you know, and really, again, what I have to give to you is my connections, you know, so that's the Facebook followers that I have or the people that I know that might need your business. And even if I don't necessarily need your widgets and I might not shop there, if I could send 20 people to your store, it's going to be way more valuable than me buying one single widget from you.
Yeah.
And so, again, that's just kind of like my little role to play. And of course, it's, you know, relationships equal revenue. You've heard me say that over and over, you know, and as you develop these relationships with people, you become top of mind when, you know, they need your services as well. And so it does always come back around. But, you know, when you really go at it with that, you know, aspect of let me provide value for you. Let me find a way to give you a service. You know, the law of reciprocity is just there automatically. People, when you give to them, they want to give back to you. It's mm-hmm. just our human nature. Really, as bleak as things look sometimes, as a whole, human nature, we're good people, you know, and this community is full of good people, and they want to, you know, reciprocate as well.
On the whole.
Yeah. On the whole.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Amber Flynn Jared from the Realty Firm, and just talking about all the things Cookeville and anything. Where do you see yourself going? What were, you know, towards nearing the end of the year, what's going to come up for Amber Flynn Jared, the Jared Group, or just whatever side projects you want to take on? Any snippets that you want to tell us in the last couple of minutes
here? Well, looking at 2020, you know, like, I don't know about you, but like, I thought it would never, 2020 seemed like a trillion years away, and I don't know why we're not in flying cars you know, all of that stuff by now. But really, we're just going to continue to put one foot in front of the other. You know, we have individual and team real estate goals. We're in a great market and, you know, definitely able to capitalize on that. You know, we feel like that's probably not going to last forever. It never does. It's a cyclical business that we're in. And so we just continue to provide value and put ourselves in a good place in the community, that even in a downturn, you know, we can continue to serve people. There's a whole nother, you know, spectrum of the market that gets on fire once we actually have a downturn. So you've got investors that are popping in there, and, you know, it's kind of why we've positioned ourselves where we are with the property management and helping to consult with business owners and investors who are buying properties, and either they're going to divulge their portfolio or they're going to add to it. And then a down market's the perfect place to do that. And so it's just all about positioning. It's about putting yourself, you know, at the right time in the right place. And just for us, it's just continuing to open or walk through the doors that get open for us.
What do you think? Any things that you see in the next year that you would like to see from Cookeville in general, of just changes that kind of the direction of things?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I mean, I love the trajectory that Cookeville is on. You know, we've got a lot of things that are coming up, some changes in the, you know, the chamber is going to change leadership. We've got, you know, another couple of years in our local leadership. But, you know, when you sit and watch, and I had the opportunity through a piece of property that I was involved in a sale to watch the county and the city government really be able to work together to bring a deal. And I mean, I've always known that they can play together really nicely in the sandbox. And I've heard that with TSSAA and other opportunities that have come to Cookeville that we should not get because of the size of community that we are. Mm-hmm. But continually, when the hospital and tech and again, these city and local governments work together, and I got to really watch it firsthand, and I was blown away. Like, this is not like just, you know, tongue in cheek and just saying this because we're on the radio. Like, literally, we are so lucky to live in a community where everybody is willing to join hands. Nobody's trying to get more credit than the next guy. And it's an awesome place that we are, just in time that all of those things have lined up just the way that they are.
I'm going to stop you right for a second and not be negative. I think mm-hmm. that there are some people that don't want to play hand in hand, mm-hmm. but it's so few.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when people find that one person that doesn't want to mm-hmm. play, they cling to that.
Yeah.
Oh, Cookeville has this going on. And
right.
it's like, no, there. I think overall, the majority, mm-hmm. everybody wants to high tides raise all boats.
Right.
And there are so many, it's an overwhelming amount of people mm-hmm. that want that.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important for people not to forget. You meet the one person that doesn't want to play nice.
Well, and don't you think that person begins to stand out and everybody's kind of like, dude, you're a jerk. Like, how about you play nice with it, you know, with everybody else? And it sort of takes care of itself. And it's not to say that it's perfect. Look, there is no perfect community. It does not exist this side of heaven.
We're pretty close.
But it is the best place that I've ever lived mm-hmm. for small business and entrepreneurs, and whether it's families or corporate structure, like whatever it is, if you really do want to, and let's like never ultimately forget that it's in our hands. I don't expect the government to provide anything for me. I'm going to take care of business at my home. And it just so happens that my city and local government are on my side when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, we all play that role. And, mm-hmm. but I just think sometimes people can cling to one bad experience.
Sure.
And then they think, sometimes I think it is important to realize you and I are pretty connected in this community. Mm-hmm. not with each other, but in general. But anyway, last minute, how do we reach you? How do we find you? Amber Flynn Jared.
Yeah, Amber Flynn Jared. We're on our new website should be live in the next couple of weeks, amberflynnjared.com. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook at Amber Flynn Jared or Amber Flynn Jared at the Jared Group, I think. Instagram, all the socials. Feel free to, it's easy to find me. You can Google me, find my phone number, call us at the Realty Firm.
Or just hang around downtown and you'll find us somewhere.
Exactly. So. If you're in any local business eating dinner on the west side, I'm sure we'll run into each other.
Thank you for coming in, Amber. It was great talking with you.
Thanks, Tiffany.